This is Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott for Ethically Speaking.
So my husband and I were at a restaurant the other evening enjoying our dinner. Then the hostess sat two people right behind us, and one of them just reeked of cologne.
I assume that there's an ethical issue in here somewhere, right?
Yes, three of them to be exact. First, doesn't the person who dumped a bottle of cologne on himself have an obligation to consider the effect on people around him? Next, why did the hostess sit these people so close to someone else? The restaurant was practically empty. Doesn't she have an obligation to realize that the smell would ruin our dinner, which it did? And third, what was our responsibility in that situation? All of these have ethical implications.
Denny, people wear cologne in order to smell a certain way. That said, I think we can agree that the hostess should have put the odoriferous one away from other patrons. Well, how did you two handle it?
Badly. Paul made some rude remark to me, but loud enough for the guy to hear it, and he made some rude comment back. I told Paul to stop it. We paid the bill and left.
What do you think you two could have done differently?
Well, ethical hindsight being what it is, I think we should have said nothing or dealt with the issue directly.
Okay, deal with it directly. Excuse me, sir, but you really stink.
No, but we could have discreetly told the hostess that we wanted to be moved or just picked up our plates and moved to the other side of the room. Ultimately, I think that we're the ones to blame if we keep our reaction to ourselves.
Is this overreaction? Write to us through our website at ethicallyspeaking.org. There you may also read transcripts as well as listen to previous broadcasts.
Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of South Florida and the University of Montana with support from Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.